final, the start of it, well, we'll say in Gurteen, that the playground at Gurteen closed last September, or this September. And then, like, I just heard news again, and we'd actually, our group in Carton had actually met with Susie McDonough. We'd met with her about when we were trying to set ours up, you know, our playground here in Carton, and trying to find out how we'd go about getting insurance and the amount of work that they had done. Like, so they had a huge amount of work to put in. All volunteers, Labour Party members that are councillors in even in regional assemblies, are putting forward motions that the IPB insurance, which is the Irish Public Bodies Insurance, who cover, like, they were there, that's a fully owned Irish company that's owned by the state. So it's owned by the HSC, it's owned by the local authorities, ETBs, that their remit would be extended to cover all non-for-profit community events. So that would be including, that would include insurance for community playgrounds, for festivals. And the danger is, I suppose, it's going to go into sports clubs. I mean, we can see even with creches like that and childcare facilities, like the whole insurance thing has gone mad. Insurance companies are making massive profits. That it's not, like they were saying that it was the claims that were actually going up, but in actual fact, it's not. That the payout and the claims haven't gone up at all. It's actually the insurance companies are making this massive profit. So it's become a huge problem, and if it was that the state-owned insurance company could take this over for a while, even if until the whole mess gets sorted out, that they would actually extend their remit so that there isn't community groups or community playgrounds closing down, that community festivals aren't being cancelled, that, you know, that things can actually continue on because it's the life and soul of the community.